Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella 4th of July Committee Chair Paul Kingma joins us on today's program to preview Independence Day activities in the Tulip City. The 4th of July is coming up and a celebration has been organized by some volunteers here in the community, yourself included. First of all, what does it mean to be together again and to get a 4th of July celebration put together with your team and to get things ready for the patriotic holiday?
Well, we are looking forward to celebrating the 4th of July like every year that Americans should do. And it's a lot of fun. I want to recognize our committee for organizing things and also being recognized that we were one of the top 10 events in Marion County last year. So looking forward to achieving that goal again this year.
And there's a wide range of activities that start in the morning and continue. Why don't you just give us a rundown of what the day is going to look like overall, and then we'll ask some specifics about the display and the parade.
One of our very popular items at 9:30 is fishing at Codwell Park. Bait will be included. Poles will be available. There will be city officials there to hand out and assist. So it's extremely popular around the pond. At 10 o'clock, the Vermeer Windmill will be open for guided tours if you wish. 10:30 in Central Park, downtown Pella. Lots of games, activities, crafts. Marion County Bank will be sponsoring some inflatables. Some of the games will be bag toss, frog jumping, popular dunk tank. After that, there will be our big event, the parade. We'll mention more on it in a little bit. 4 to 7, we'll be swimming at the Pella Aquatic Center. And, of course, our very popular Pella City Band, 7 to 8 at the Tulip Horn. Then to crown it all off, right around 10 o'clock, out by Madison Elementary School, will be the fireworks.
Well, and you mentioned the parade. That's been your expertise in helping organize this for many, many years. What are some of the fun acts that you already know are returning, and what is the information that people need to have if they'd like to participate?
We have already had confirmation from Pella Police, Marion County Sheriff, Iowa High Patrol, Pella Fire Department, Pella Ambulance Services. Several businesses have already contacted me about being in the parade. So I reach out to the schools for sporting teams, Central College, see if they'll have their float in. Any business that has an idea that they want to be recognized, be it with a vehicle, walkers are totally welcome. One of the emphasis I try to make is if you are proud of your vehicle, be it a motorcycle, a tractor, a car, an antique car, a four-wheeler, your bicycles, come on down, participate in the parade, be in it. If you need more information, contact me.
And we'll go through that contact information in a second. You also like some of the young people to participate, whether they're coming out and, of course, watching the parade, but also being a part of the parade.
Yes, we would love to have a section where you have the youngsters decorating their bikes, their wagons, tricycles. Bring your dog, bring your cat, bring your pet, decorate. We try to have a supervisor walk along with them so they're organized. We would love to have you because the crowd loves that. We'll try to put you near the front of the parade so you can find a seat and, of course, collect candies and treats during the rest of the parade. So, again, contact me. My name's Paul Kingma. Phone number is 780-6785 for more information.
And then the evening, of course, ends with a fireworks display. Now, there are certain restrictions about parking and things like that. What are some of the key things that residents need to remember if they are going to enjoy the fireworks over by 240th Place in Madison Elementary?
Would tell you that the Madison Elementary School and its parking lot will be closed. The streets that you mentioned will also be closed. You will see an ambulance, police, or fire truck blocking off each section. We also recommend that you try to stay off any wet grass. We try to recommend that you park on gravel or cement, some hard surface area. Lots of availability for people to park in the surrounding area and yet see the fireworks that shoot off high.
Anything else that the community should remember about our 4th of July celebration, a lasting message for them as we head into Independence Day?
Come out, enjoy, have fun, celebrate, be safe.
Once again, that was Pella 4th of July Committee Chair Paul Kingma. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.